All right, welcome to Shortcasts, presented by Reality Hacker Co. I'm Michael, I'm your host today, and Shortcasts are all about taking a short concept, dissecting it in a short amount of time, and creating some potent application that can be taken into practical use almost immediately. So today's shortcast is all about a recent Instagram post. So if you're not following us on Instagram, go to Instagram.com, follow us at Reality Hacker Co. Super exciting. So today's post is about one of our latest Instagram posts. It's simple: how to manifest anything without lifting a finger. Now, it's really important that before we dive into this, that you allow your mind to be receptive to this information. You know, if we read it with an intent to not fully integrate it, if we read it with an intent that is anything other than fully receptive of the treasure that's waiting for us, we miss out on our ability to take the value, integrate it into our lives, and see some goodness come from it. So, this post, how to manifest anything without lifting a finger. Quote, "So, I have given you my technique in praying. I do not assume the responsibility for making anything so. After I have identified myself with the state that I desire, I let it be so. It may take a day or a week or a month, and sometimes I never hear about it, but I know it must come true, for my word cannot return unto me void. I see what I want to see, and then I let it be true. I do not lift a finger to make it true, for how can I discuss it when it is already so? And whenever you have imagined yourself as you want to be, and you have felt the thrill of it, that is Jacob's command. And the outer being has to move through all of these states to fulfill it." Neville. If you haven't started reading Neville, Neville is one of the greatest teachers on this stuff that the world has ever seen, in my opinion. He makes it the most practical. It's really straight down to the brass tacks. Okay, so first off, as we dive into this, it's really important to understand some technical concepts, because these are going to set the foundation for the conclusion of this shortcast. And we have to look at something and define when it is manifested, right? So oftentimes we define manifestation as the final physical arrangement of a thing that we have previously seen in our mind and felt the thrill of in our bodies. I want to alter that definition of manifestation today. And I want to alter that definition to go in alignment with the end of this quote, where Neville says, "Whenever you have imagined yourself as you want to be and you have felt the thrill of it, that is Jacob's command, and the outer being has to move through all of these states to fulfill it." So we see here that there is still action that is included in the process of what was once a mental image becoming physical. We can't escape this. The body, even though it is not who we are inherently, it is what we are temporarily occupying, therefore, is an integral process of any manifestation. The focus here is not that you will never act. It's that the action that is taken will almost be taken in a state of unawareness, because you've become so self-persuaded that the thing wanted already exists. Taking the physical steps in order to get there is a mandate. This is what's really important. The manifestation happens when we have experienced the thrill of it internally. Then the outer body moves to fulfill all of these states. So we've got to get over the action not being a thing, right? We cannot be handicapped by any sort of justification. Action is an imperative part of creation. In my opinion, the two are very much intertwined. However, the point of manifestation, and the point that we all get confused about, is if I don't see it arranged in the way I saw it in my mind when I first wanted it, it hasn't happened yet. And here's the thing. When you live from the state of your desire being real now, it is very, very irregular for your mind to go back to a place of wanting. It is. Because how can you want something you already have? And the truth is, we can say that we only have a house when we possess it on paper. But I'm calling absolute garbage on that, because there are people that can sign their name on every single document yet have no cognitive ability to believe in possession. And therefore, their belief is that they do not have. Because we won't identify that we have something. Here's the whole big picture, is we don't identify that something is ours until a feeling is created by two different trains of thought. Two neural pathways come together, boom. They create a feeling, and that's when we have a conclusion. We come to a conclusion. The things that we possess, if I say, I know this is mine, it's mine primarily in feeling before it is ever something that is physically, seemingly separate from my body. And this is another big thing that people get caught up in. They say, it's not mine until I sign on the dotted line. It's not mine until, but it's like, no, because you are not the body, right? You are not the body. You are consciousness. Consciousness is the only reality. Infinite consciousness. Unlimited consciousness. This is what you are. This is what you really are. And the body is a mechanism of who you are, right? But you are not the body, but the body is a mechanism of who you are. So when you command a thing to be so, Proverbs chapter 4, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. As you declare a thing to be so, you leverage a transcendent power, a divine power, whatever words we'd like to use to fit there, a power that's greater than what you think is available via the body that affects this entire unified field. And the minute you are convinced you are a thing, the world begins to reshape itself. The world begins to reshape itself in accordance with your perception. So you've heard the phrase perception is reality. And, you know, before I came to know this stuff, it's ironic. I hated that phrase. But the more I study this stuff, our reality consists of our deepest levels of belief. Because what we believe to be true is what we believe to be true, right? We will say things like, that's the way it is, but that's not really the way it is. That's the way it is for us via our experience, right? So we only come to the conclusion of the way it is, quote unquote, based on the things that we've experienced. So we can never really say there's some objective way that things are and how they exist separate from us. We can't. Because every time we try and assign a label or meaning to something externally, we're only taking a piece of ourselves and smacking it on there. We only see in the world what we see in ourselves, right? So how do we manifest without lifting a finger? How do we implement, how do we cement the process of birth into the physical world? We become fully consumed by our desire. We become fully consumed with occupying the state of our desire being presently experienced now. We become consumed with the feelings, with the thoughts, with the emotions, with the mental frames of the person that we want to be. We wear that costume now. I want you to think about something. You can frame it like this. I want you to lump together all of your beliefs, all of your ideas, all of your convictions. Just lump them together for a second. And I want you to lump them together, and I want you to remove them from yourself so you're looking at them as if you're standing in front of another person. And I want you to look at that and see that it's a costume. It's not the real you. It's not the real you at all. It's a costume. Now, I want you to do the same thing with all of the convictions, the ideas, the feelings, the thoughts, the mental frames of the person that you want to be. What are all those dominant feelings, dominant actions, dominant perceptions? What are those of that person, the person that you're wanting to be? Lump those together and separate them from that person. And you'll see that this too is a costume. It's something that can be put on and it's something that can be taken off. And this is what it means when it is said to take off the old man. Take off all of the beliefs that exist counter to you being the person that you want to be. Take off all of the emotional habits, the mental habits, the physical habits that are counter to the person you want to be. Because you find that the person you want to be is a manifestation. More than a manifestation, it's a feeling. And the person that you think you are is also summed up in a feeling. And so when you shift, when you put on the new man, you put on the new costume, you put on the new beliefs, you put on the new mental frames, you put on the new emotional frames, you begin to do the things that that person does naturally. When something comes naturally to somebody, it only comes naturally because they have fully identified with being that person. Fully identified. They may never admit it to anybody. But the reason it comes naturally is because they have fully recalibrated their nervous system to match the emotional, mental, and physical patterns that are those of the person that they want to be. And so your command now, your directive, is to identify fully with the person you are wanting to be. Identify with that person now. Identify those emotional habits, those mental habits. Identify those. Consume yourself with those. Begin to wear those. Put on the new man. And you'll find that the action required, the action that is part of the process that results in the seeming physical manifestation of the things wanted, comes effortlessly. It comes excitingly. Because you're already in the end, who you really are, transcended beyond space and time. And because you're beyond space and time, you are in all places at all times. And so when you go to the end, as Neville says, when you live from the end, consciousness is living in the end. Who you really are is living in the end. And the body, as a mechanism of consciousness, inside of a time-space continuum, catches up to where consciousness is. But the minute you are there, you are there. Right? Eckhart Tolle says, the key to getting there is realizing that you're already there. Pascal says, you wouldn't have sought me had you not already found me. William Blake says, the way it is for those that believe that is the way it is, in his book, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. We find this all throughout history, this discovery that really creation is a fairly simple process. It's getting caught up in all of the false identities and all of the false narratives and all of the emotional patterns, physical patterns, mental patterns that keep us stuck. And this is why it's super imperative that you become ridiculously clear about the person you want to be, and you begin to take on those mental habits. If that person believes they are loved, you begin believing you are loved. If that person is full of confidence, you begin filling yourself with confidence, because you'll find that you have an infinite supply of sadness and you also have an infinite supply of positivity, because you are not the receiver of these things, you are the creator of them. You are not the receiver of things experienced, you are the creator of things experienced. And you have been given such a wonderful power. And your word does not return unto you void. Become self-consumed. Become self-persuaded with the feelings, the mental habits, the thought patterns of the person you want to be. Take these on. Fall asleep imagining yourself doing the things that these people would do. Be disciplined and watch. Watch as your world begins to shift and things begin to move around and connections just seem to happen, and all of a sudden you're exactly where you wanted to be and you didn't even realize it. This was our short cast today, guys. I hope you liked it. Please, again, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, Reality Hacker Co. You'll find us. We love you. You're amazing. You're powerful. You are awesome. And you can do anything. You can have anything, and you can be anything that you've ever wanted to be. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.